RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So there was a vicious argument over on the other side of the aisle.
Vicious?
During the top of the hour.
Vicious.
Yeah. I got back from the soda machine where I got two Diet Mountain Dews because I need the caffeine. And I forgot my Diet Cokes. Got my big old salad. Not my bougie salad like some people have. No. My big old salad that I made last night. And I walk back towards the other side of the aisle, and everybody's yelling at each other. Wes and Toby apparently are going at it about something stupid. Something college football related. Corporate Clary, Ryan Clary, who's corporate, and who's supposed to be monitoring things and spying on things for the corporation, is arguing about, I don't know, something ridiculous with Notre Dame. Danny comes out, CK's there, CK's like trying to instigate and poke and whatnot.
Now I'm intrigued.
Then Rhino goes, well, you know, like Grant Paulson's a lifelong JMU fan. And I said, yeah, lifelong. And I said, I think we know when that started. I'll just leave it at that. But he's like, he doesn't even know one player on the JMU team. They don't deserve to be in the playoffs. And I'm like, I can't believe 9 days later we're still arguing about this. 9 days later.
Is he a Notre Dame guy too?
Corporate Clary is a big Notre Dame guy.
Yeah, I know that, but you said Rhino was saying this.
That's who I'm referring to. Ryan Clary, Corporate Clary, Rhino. Sorry.
Oh, gotcha.
My bad.
Gotcha.
So, same guy. So, he's a big Notre Dame fan. Apparently, him and Grant have been going at it for a week and a half in text, and they've had some on-air conversations, and they're still going at it. But now, apparently, Toby, as I get all verklempt from whatever is still draining into my throat, which just will not go away. Toby and Wes are now, and they're supposed to be on the same side. They're two Virginia Tech honks.
Well, Wes has a split alliance.
Yeah,
with Ohio State.
Eh, but he's a Tech alum, right?
But he's a crazy Ohio State guy. Like, crazy. Like, when you think of Ohio State fan and you think, like, when Kirk Herbstreit called them the lunatic fringe, I think he had Wes in mind.
Well, anyway. So none of that happens over here. We bust each other's chops, but we very rarely get into vicious arguments.
Was it really vicious? I have a hard time imagining it was. If CK was out there.
CK likes to stir the pot. CK likes to get, he likes to get into it. I think CK likes, he knows exactly how to push everybody's buttons to get everybody's blood pressure up, to get everybody's dander in a rise. I think CK knows exactly what he's doing.
Sounds like CK's not how to get under your skin.
He's like a master puppeteer, just pulling strings.
What has he done to you, Rooster?
Oh, I mean, he still reminds me of how right I was with Kirk Cousins and the franchise tag. He still reminds me of all of the wonderful, wonderful stories that I broke. He still reminds me of the many things I was right about. I mean, so numerous. Oh, the Scott McLuhan firing. I mean, I was on it. I was on it. That's what CK reminds me of. Now, CK likes to... He likes to tease me about the hills that I supposedly and allegedly like to die on, which none of that is true. None of that is true.
Oh, man, there are some hills, Rooster.
You think so?
100%.
What hills do you think I like to die on? This is important.
Anything with numbers.
Right? The analytics amigo stuff. I don't hate stats. I hate an over-reliance on stats and analytics,
okay,
which too many people in the media and therefore fans use because it's research that they can quantify and throw out there without really a whole lot of context. It's like when watching the game last night, right? Steelers-Dolphins. I don't know how much of the game you watched, but I watched it all. I was doing some stuff in between, but I watched it all, and then, you know, I kind of drifted off my focus as the game was kind of one-sided, what have you. But they kept, like, there was one point that next-gen stats, it was like a 4th-and-3 from the Dolphins, I want to say 46.
Mm-hmm.
And the score was like, I don't know, Pittsburgh was up by like 17 or something like that, whatever the situation was. And it said, next-gen stats, go for it, 4th-and-6 or less. Right? And I thought to myself, really? What's the, like, we hear so much about the chart, but nobody sees the chart. Nobody understands. Does anybody understand that there's a difference between going for it on 4th-and-6 or less when you're up, I don't know, 23-0 or 17-0, and one team is anemic on offense? Like, you don't have to treat it the same way as if you were down 17-0. If you're down 17-0, it's different or easier. My problem is they present this as factual, as what you should do, and nobody knows the context that goes into it.
So you hate how much of it, in that situation, you hate the presentation of 4th-and-6 go for.
Again, hate is strong. It bothers me because I think there's a lack of context. Like, is that based on the score at the time, the game remaining? Is that based on the opponent? Is that league-wide? Is that team-wide? Is that game-wide?
So do, like, you expect...
There's not a lot of context.
So do you expect every time they show that bug, do you expect them to give the context to the... I feel like any informed viewer would just kind of know that there's context around that situation. But you're the way you're presenting it right now, it's almost as if you want them to break down the context of every situation when they present to you this little score bug, or, you know, you hate it. It's okay. You're trying to dance around it and you hate it. Why? That's what I would like
hate
to know.
Hate is strong.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you see this.
I get annoyed by it. I'm sorry. I do.
Okay.
What else do I get annoyed by?
Yeah, traffic.
We talked about that. Yeah, we talked about that.
This list will be at number 10.
Very long.
Yeah, probably be 0.01% of the way through things that annoy you by the end of the show.
What's the other thing that just drives me bat-you-know-what insane? That you always go, oh, here we go again. Here we go again. Here's the old man crowing about...
So many things.
Well, there's one obvious thing that I'm thinking of.
My salads?
No. I pick on you about that. I don't get mad about that.
Okay.
You eat a bougie salad every day.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had $15 to just spend on a bougie salad.
Listen.
Like you.
Yeah.
Mr. Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. What I get annoyed about is television ratings.
Yes. Also, numbers. I kind of collectively put that in.
Okay. All right. That's fair.
Something wrong with numbers.
Yeah. There's no context. It's very abstract. It's very loosey-goosey. Nobody tells you how they arrive at that number. Nobody tells you the sample size. Everybody just wants you to believe whatever they put out.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever ESPN, whatever Next Gen Stats puts out. Oh! And sometimes it's true.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's fair. And sometimes it's right. And I understand you don't have the time to provide full and complete context to everything. I understand we have more time than they do during a football broadcast. I got it. But let's not act like everything's so absolute. If the analytics say on 4th and 6 from the opponent's 46, you should go for it. Is that when you're down 17? When you're down 10? Is that the fourth quarter? Is that, like, what is it? Or is that all the time? In this case, it was a 4th and 3, again, from the Steelers, now I want to say 46, maybe. I'm sorry, from the Dolphins, 46. Maybe it was the 45, can't remember exactly. But my point being is, what is the context? Is it all the time? Is it score dependent? Is it opponent? Like, the Dolphins were anemic offensively, and yet it was saying, go for it, 4th and 6.
I think you should do research on it. I think, for me, it's just like it's a number that has to do with everything that you're saying, or it's an analytical data point that has to do with so many factors that it's easier to just say go rather than don't go. And then also, I think there is a situation of context where it's kind of like feel for the game. I think most people who talk about analytics, I don't hear anybody saying follow them blindly. It's kind of like, let's weigh the situation and let's find out how to feel for the thing. Like, that's how I hear it mostly used. Like, it's analytics and it's the feel for the game, how things are going, and using your two eyes. Even when it's presented on television broadcasts, they just say analytics say this, and they're going to do either follow that or not follow it. No, I don't really hear them trying to blame coaches or say why coaches are absolutely wrong because of this one data point.
I don't think they say it. I think what it leads to is fans and pundits say, well, why did Mike Tomlin? Like, if they wouldn't have converted the fourth down, but analytics said to go for it. Ah, Mike Tomlin should have punted because the score is 17-0 and, whatever. Because something doesn't work out, then they're going to create an argument. Anyway, it just annoys me that there's just a lack of context. Provide a little bit more context is all I ask.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not, end all be all. I'm trying to find the exact sequence in the play-by-play last night, but I haven't found it yet. But I know it was like third quarter, early fourth quarter, somewhere in that range. So I'm looking for it, but I'll get the context as quickly as we can. All right, let's get back to the phones and let's talk to Dontell in Frederick. We lost the real rooster. Because I am the real rooster, but that's okay. The real Dontell is with us. What up, D? How are you?
Oh, doing well, Chris. Doing well, but I'm trying to figure out what's been wrong with you the last 2 weeks because you and I have disagreed on a lot of things, and normally me and you normally agree on just about everything.
Oh, boy. So, oh, boy. We're going to divorce court, Dontell. We're going to divorce court.
I don't know what's happening with you, man. But I do agree with you on that next gen stuff is just a crock of BS, dude. I mean, because just think about it for a minute. It says go for it on, 4th and 6 or less. Who's the quarterback, Patrick Mahomes or Jamarcus Russell?
Right, exactly. That's the I'm glad you brought that up. That's the context that I'm also looking for. Is that Tua Tagovailoa or Aaron Rodgers? Is that every quarterback or just one or just this one?
Right. Every quarterback can't go for it on 4th and 6 at that point. Man, it's crazy how Next Gen has infiltrated the NFL.
I mean, sometimes it's great. It provides a little extra data, layers, whatever you want to call it. But I think people think it's so absolute. Like, and again, I'm wondering as somebody who's consuming the broadcast, like, well, what does this mean? Is this every team or just this team or just in this moment or just in this game situation? What does it mean?
Yeah, every time they bring up next gen, I just grab my head, man.
All right, so yell at me about what you disagree with.
All right, the Jaden Daniels situation, man. Okay. It's the genius move that they made this year. Number one, because Jaden Daniels is not 100%. I don't care what anybody says. I've watched Jaden through college, and I watched him last year all year long, and the explosiveness of Jaden is not there. I mean, he's had a few injuries, so I don't know if it's the quad. I don't know if it's the knee. I don't know if it's the elbow concerning him, but he's not the same Jaden. So sit him down, because this is a franchise quarterback, which we have to protect because we never had one. We can't afford to have him some kind of career-ending injury or even years of injury. It's just crazy. Let him get healthy. We're playing for nothing. We're playing for absolutely nothing right now. So now he's got plenty of time to get all this health back. And as far as y'all, you and Chi, and as far as y'all, that Laremy Tunsil thing, like, what y'all almost saying, why aren't they sitting Laremy Tunsil? Well, Laremy Tunsil's not even on our roster for next year yet. We have to sign him.
No. He's under contract.
To win.
He needs an extension is what he needs. He's got one more year left under his contract.
I thought this was.
But was Sheehan? I didn't get to hear Sheehan much this afternoon. Did he say the same thing?
Well, he was insinuating why not set Tunsil if you're setting Jaden.
Oh, okay. Jaden, because there's some people that have said, why not sit every important player now that you've made the decision with Jaden, which I disagree with,
right?
Because I assume the reason why Jaden was sat was not because he's not good, not because he's struggling, not because he's not right, but because he's injured and a lot of other things have gone wrong this year, and they don't want to have a major setback before an offseason that's a critical offseason for health, mentally, physically, emotionally, what have you. Now, again, I do draw a line of distinction between Laremy Tunsil and, or they are at least, perceptually, by not ruling out Laremy Tunsil, by not sitting him down the rest of the year, by keeping alive the chance that he might play, even if he might not, they're doing it a little bit differently right now than they're handling the Jaden Daniels situation. So I was just pointing out, it's interesting, the kind of dichotomy between the two situations. And I was just kind of saying, hey, you know what? I don't agree with this. Here's why I think they're doing this. I don't agree with it. I wouldn't do that, which is my right to feel that way, just like it's your right to feel how you feel, which you're not wrong on.
There's no way Jaden should play at all this year. Because number one, and I'll go back to the offseason. We were blown in the offseason. They fumbled. They didn't do what they were supposed to do, in my opinion. So now I'm watching this offseason, because if they go through the same thing, I'm going to be irate. It's going to be crazy, because they have to bring that receiver in. I don't care about anything else they do about an edge rusher or the quarterback putting pressure on the court. You got to get the receiver. We got to make sure that side of the ball.
So pay George Pickens. I mean, hopefully George Pickens will be a free agent. Pay him.
Right, even Pickens. I even take Ayuk. I mean, Ayuk, I don't think Ayuk's hurt. I think Ayuk is just upset with that franchise. So
I love you, Dontel, but that's crazy if you're going to spend a lot of money on him. Now, if you can get him for $2 million a year, fine. Get him.
No, I'm not giving them Jamar Chase money. Well, no way. Just give me somebody that can play.
All right, okay.
With Terry McLaurin.
All right, I appreciate you as always. I love the feistiness. Thank you. 301-230-0980. We got to take a quick timeout, get back on track. I'm going to come up with, I never did the roster updates that I promised. Noah Brown to injured reserve. Darius Rush, whoever that is, to practice squad injured. Chris Moore signed from the practice squad. River Craycraft is back on the practice squad. And somebody named G. Scott Jr., a tight end, is on the practice squad. There you go. Welcome to week 16 of the NFL in a lost season on the Team 980.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
All right, good to have you with us. On a Tuesday afternoon, we rock and roll about halfway home. Take up until 4 o'clock Eastern time. Is Linnell coming in? I don't have my schedule up in front of me. My computer needed to reset, so I lost all my files. I opened Windows. I think Linnell. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. All right, let's get to Double A, who I know is fired up and feisty already on a Tuesday. What's up, Double A? How are you?
I got mixed reviews, okay? Because, you know, first they take Jay Gruden from you and stick him on another show, okay? Then I guess you're looking for stuff, so you do a cowboy segment of all things, which is just, you know, it's like that's got to go. But they're not telling other people how to run the show. The same people call Kevin Sheehan's show and say the same things that they call on your show and say, and they're not getting on him. I mean, this is like time for me to pull the mafia card and start making some phone calls.
This was not just me. This was, you know, kind of like constructive criticism coaching, if you will, to everybody. But I'm also self-aware of some of the things that I do well and some of the things maybe I don't do as well. So I'm trying to look at different ways to make the show better. That's all.
Okay. Well, I mean, you're the varsity of sports talk radio, and, you know, trying to do major changes goes over, like Zabe says, like a fart in an elevator full of people. So, yeah, you know. You know, I'm not trying to get my VIP pass at the station revoked because I got Christmas gifts give out next week. Mm. But seriously, we got to keep the sense of humor rolling here. I mean,
yes.
Dr. Sabah me and John from Oklahoma. I mean, especially with the name and everything, it goes without saying. And then you got Paulie and others.
Well, they should ban you guys just for that. No, I'm just teasing.
You know, Chris, here's the thing about like Jaden. Okay, most likely they're going to get dog walked on Saturday, the defense is anyways, and then it's the same thing's going to happen against Dallas. I mean, there's nothing that proves otherwise that we've seen this season to make us think otherwise. So then you go into week 18 against Sam Howell because the Eagles are sitting their players because they've won the division, and you go 5-12 for the year. I mean, he's not the same player this year because the team is not the same. The team is beat up. The defense has done nothing to help him. And the offensive coordinator hasn't protected him that well. And Jaden has regressed.
All of those points are fine. All of those points I agree largely, if not completely, with. The problem is, hey, how do we know the Eagles are going to dog walk this defense? I mean, they did it to Vegas the other day, but it's not like they do that every week, right? Number one. Number two, even if you don't win, even if the defense gives up 35 points, even if whatever the situation might be, he needs unless you know of another way, and everybody's got different philosophies. Like Dan Quinn said yesterday, playing is not the only way he can learn. He can learn through practice. He can learn through film. He can learn through whatever. But you and I know the reason why he has regressed this year is because he hasn't played enough games. He hasn't played enough game snaps where contact is fully allowed and where your mental clock and your processing and everything has to be sharper and quicker and timer and all of that stuff. So that's kind of, you know, where we're at in terms of why I think it's still important. Now, that being said, if he's cleared medically, okay, they say he hasn't been cleared medically. Fine. I'm willing to accept that they're being truthful and honest about that. But can he not be cleared medically on Friday? Can he not be cleared medically on Sunday? Can he not be cleared medically at some point so that he can get another game in, another few snaps, 60 more snaps, 50 more snaps, whatever it is? To me, the sample size of how he's going to get better has to improve. It has to get bigger. It has to get better. And it's not. I got to let you run. New rules. I love Athan. Sometimes he's a little feisty. The Greek mob. I don't want the Greek mob to get mad at anybody. No. We're just trying to be more efficient. We're not trying to be no huddle. We're just trying to be more efficient. You know, and I know change is not what everybody wants to hear. Got it. We just want to rock and roll at a better pace. That's it. Right? We're not looking to make major changes, cosmetic changes, surface changes. We're just trying to get everybody better. Coming up next, we will hear from Paulie. I'm sure he's going to love this. As well, Chris in Maryland, our resident Falcon fan. I think that's Chris. And I got to get to Tua Tagovailoa because Mike McDaniel has said something interesting that I'll have for you just here on the trending alert. Let's do it right now. All right, so the Pittsburgh Steelers pasting the Miami Dolphins last night in the frigid cold in Pittsburgh, eliminating the Dolphins after a four-game winning streak. And today, Mike McDaniel was asked if he's considering a quarterback change away from Tua Tagovailoa, and he said, quote, "The QB play last night was not good enough, so everything is on the table." So, what does that mean? Tua was 22 of 28. A lot of people are going to celebrate that efficiency for 253, two touchdowns and an interception, and a rating of 113.2. Guess what, boys and girls? This is why you got to read beyond the box score. This is why you can't just look at analytics. Anybody that watched that game for three-plus quarters knows that Tua Tagovailoa stunk last night. But it just go ahead. Keep reading analytics. Anyway, the Commanders on the practice field, short week against the Eagles. A.J. Brown, Jalen Hurts, who finally broke their losing streak on Sunday with a 31-0 shutdown of the Las Vegas Raiders. Laremy Tunsil not practicing today, but he has not been ruled out for Saturday. He has not been ruled out for the rest of the year. Jaden Daniels instead has. If you missed any of our coverage since really 3:30 yesterday afternoon when we found out the breaking news, check out the podcast on the Apple Podcast, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcasts, like the Odyssey app. And finally tonight, the Capitals back in action after a couple of days off and after a one-sided loss in Winnipeg tonight. They're against the very tough Minnesota Wild. 7:45 pregame coverage, 106.7 The Fan, and that's what's trending.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I was stuck at first between thinking this was like a Christmas song, but it's not, right?
No, there's a beat drop coming.
Where's the beat drop? Oh, there it is. There it is.
Yeah, it took a while to get there, but here we are.
I mean, it's a good beat drop, but like, why would you start your tune that way? What am I missing?
I think they sampled, that was the original song, and they sampled that. You can still hear it, like the voice.
Right. The kind of operatic bass to it, and then...
It doesn't work out if you're going to radio. You kind of want to get to that beat drop quicker, but if you're listening to this in the car...
I like the beat, right? Like, I'm just a little confused. I don't know. All right. Before we get back to the calls, before we get back to everything, we wanted to tell you that... where are we here? Boom. Here it is. Amongst all the audio that I forgot to send AMAC again. The show is brought to you by IHOP. Introducing the IHOP value menu, where all of your breakfast faves are just $6 each and every day. Where else can you get a big filling sit-down breakfast for only $6? Go to your happy plates with the $6 IHOP value menu. Available every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations. Yes, I just sent you all the all the sound links.
Better late than never.
Oh, God. I suck. oh, man. I what happens is I work late at night. I work overnight.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just grab my phone when I can't sleep. This morning I could not sleep after like 4 a.m.
Oof.
So I'm just laying there in bed, right? And I'm reading Twitter and I'm trying not to get very angry at certain people.
Wait. I'm sorry. We got to rewind this a little bit. You went to sleep at what time?
I think I probably fell asleep just after maybe about 12:15.
And you
range.
Woke up at 4?
Yeah. And I was trying on Twitter not to get very angry at people.
All right. We'll talk about this a lot more off air, yeah. But we got to get that. We need a. This is
so
why.
So you think that's why I'm cranky?
That is 100%. I'm analytical correlation here from your sleep pattern to
that's
your grumpiness.
That's not an analytical correlation.
I just knew that would trigger you and show your grumpiness. We'll talk more off air. We'll talk more off air.
By the way, I found a 4th-and-3 last night in the first quarter that the Steelers went on. That I would swear that's not the play that I'm talking about. But they went for it 4th-and-3. It was a pass to the short left flat to Kenny Gainwell for 9 yards from the Miami 41. I remember it being later in the game, third quarter-ish, from the Dolphins 45-46, and they put up the graphic, 4th-and-6 or less, go, go, go. I'm having trouble finding it. But maybe I'm confusing it because I watch so much damn football, because football is never ending. It's always on. Can't get away. Let's get to Paulie right here on the Team 980. Paulie, how you doing?
L to the W, baby. I'm doing good, man.
Yeah.
I'm doing real good.
Look at the
how
bounce
doing,
in your
Houston, man?
Look at the bounce in your voice.
Yes, because I'm so happy. I am so happy. Number one, I'm gonna call the BS on this time thing. You the problem the show don't flow with all your corny filler busting and all that. That's why the show don't flow, because you keep talking. All right? Two, I'm calling BS on your analytics stuff, 4th-and-6. No context. You know what the context of it is. The context is what you see. They just giving you the math. They're telling you what the math should tell you what to do. That's just like, if I got 3 grapes, you got 3 grapes, it would say, the math say that we have an equal amount, right? But if you look at my grapes and they twice the size of your grapes, who actually have more?
I don't want to talk about your grapes.
So you know what context means, man. So stop with all that, man. You know that, man. Number two, I'm so glad that you get peed off at 4 in the morning, because according to you, my show comes on at 2 in the morning. What time you think it goes off, right? So those are all the people from my show attacking you at 4 in the morning.
You're funny. I gotta say, you drive me absolutely batty. But
you
sometimes
go.
You
go,
make
man.
Me laugh. But sometimes.
As far as Jaden Daniels go, man, listen, man, it doesn't matter. With 3 games left at 4-10 or whatever the record is for, whatever it is, at this point, this is in-season, preseason, and you got to call it accordingly. If this was the start of preseason and Jaden had a nagging injury, they wouldn't be playing him now anyways. So this is preseason, bro. That's all. In-season, preseason. So to shut him down, not have him play, is not a problem. And it should be like that with any of your prime starters that have any type of nagging injuries.
Here's
you know
the
what I mean?
But here's the problem. Here's the problem. Are we going to shut him down every time he's got a nagging injury next year?
man, we four and ten or 4-11 well, or whatever.
That's the goal is to not be that way.
To shut him down.
Yeah, but that's the goal. That's not to be that way.
But the context tells you that's what the reality is. And then about what the goal is going to be, we ain't talking hypotheticals. We're talking in reality. Reality, we 4-10.
Paulie just came up with a next-gen stat.
Nah, ain't no next-gen stat. It's reality, man. Mm. Reality. You know what the context is what you see, what you know. All right, stop playing dumb. You're the smartest dumb person I know. I love you, Russell Hill, to the W, baby.
Thanks, Paulie. Appreciate it. Should probably cut that up. You're the smartest dumb person I know.
Would you be less offended if he called you the dumbest smart person he knows? Because like, I feel like in the arrangement of those words, he's saying you're dumb. You just have smart moments. Where if it was reversed, you would be smart and you just have dumb moments. You know what I'm saying? You're the smartest dumb person. You are a dumb person, but you're the smartest of them. Whereas if you're the dumbest...
I'm like the cream of the crop of dumb people.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah.
But if I was a dumb smart person...
You're the dumbest smart person I know. You'll be like the bottom of the
right.
top.
Right. Mm.
That's just how I'm taking it. Maybe Paulie can clarify tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Not today. We've had enough. That's interesting. I didn't think about it from that perspective. It's like a layered dessert almost, you know? You know how, like, you have the whipped cream and you have the chocolate and you have the pudding and you have the crunch or whatever and you have this and you have the graham cracker and...
You would be the top of the... In Paulie's analysis, you would be the top of the settlement.
Yeah. It's what I've always strived to be, the top of the settlement.
It's better than most, I say that.
What I've always tried to not be...
Mm-hmm. Is the dumbest of the dumb.
That and... Something that I first remember hearing back in 1985, I want to say. The New York Mets and the St. Louis Cardinals were going at it for the then NL East crown. And the Mets were finishing up the year in St. Louis. And somebody rented a plane with one of those little message things that you often see at Giants at MetLife Stadium saying fire Shane and you know all that.
I am all too familiar, yes.
Exactly. So you know exactly what I'm talking about. And it said, the Mets are pond scum. Pond scum. And I said to my stepdad, I said, the hell is pond scum? I mean, I didn't say hell because I was like 13 at the time. I said, Dad, what is pond scum? And he said, well, so he described, it's the thin layer of schmutz of whatever on the top, the surface of a pond, especially in the morning with dew and condensation and whatever else builds up. Basically, that's pond scum. I said, I don't ever want to be pond scum. So I try hard not to be pond scum. But that was a lesson, a word, a term I first learned back in 1985, and I just broke it out on the radio in 2025. See? You never know. 40 years later. 40 years later. A full circle moment.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard the term pond scum?
Yeah, I think it was in a movie.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember what movie
that. I got
to
look it up officially how it's defined, but that's how he defined it. All right. 13 in front of the top of the hour. Again, congratulations to our guy, Sean McVay. Still the head coach of the LA Rams, yes, but still my guy. Known him since he was 22. Now a daddy of two. And they play on Thursday Night Football. Rams Seahawks. I'm sure you're going to hear a lot about that from Al Michaels and Chris Collins. Who does it? Kirk Herbstreit. On the Team 980. Stay with us. All right, coming up next hour, we never really got a chance to talk about my insanely crazy weekend, which included John Cena's retirement, Army Navy, POTUS, terrible traffic. Oh, wait a second, I'm not allowed to complain about traffic, and At least it included the Cowboys losing. Ah, sorry, Cowboy B. That was the one good thing. Plus, tonight, the NBA Cup. Yay. Woo. Yeah. Get fired up, everybody. Means a whole lot. Uh-huh.
The NBA Cup on Amazon Prime?
Is it on Amazon Prime?
I don't know. I just
is it
know
not
the
even on ESPN or ABC?
I don't know. They're taking games away. That's all I know.
Yeah. All right. I think it's on ABC, but I could be wrong on that. Let's get to our guy Chris in Maryland, who's fired up because the Atlanta Falcons finally showed a little bit of spinage on Thursday night. Isn't that right, Chris?
Nah, not really. Nothing to be excited. What is it to be excited about not playing in the playoffs? Man?
Yeah,
it's been
true.
7 years, bro.
That's true.
And we don't have a first-round pick next year, so that's nothing to be excited about. But I can tell you something, as a Commanders fan, you should try to give up a second-round pick for Kyle Pitts because they're going to look to deal him next year.
Well, they don't have a second-round pick. That's the problem.
Well, the Falcons going to look to deal Kyle Pitts next year. They're going to tag him and then deal him. But
who's going to be in charge of the Falcons is the question.
Hey, at the end of the day, we got pass rushers, and the future is bright for us because, listen, when you can rush the pass, it makes a totally different. And if Drake London was healthy and, you know, we ain't talking about the Falcons, though. But, hey, I got a nickname for Jaden Daniels. I call him
What's
AI,
that?
Just like Iverson. You know, I call him Iverson. You know why? You
Practice?
Know when Iverson was late.
Practice?
Yeah. You know, when he's late in his career, always getting hurt. That's what Jaden's going to remind you of. Like, I said, like, Lamar did smart. When he first came in the league, he was, you know, banged up a lot. But in the offseason, he put on so much weight. Since Lamar Jackson been drafted, he put on about 25 pounds. And that's going to be Jaden MO. He got to put on some weight. And I believe you shut him down. This is the reason why you shut him down, because not too many people were saying this. If you look around the NFL, it's only 12 good quarterbacks. Everybody is going to be in the market for quarterbacks. It's less than 50% of the teams that have a guaranteed quarterback next year. If you go through every team, I believe it's only 12 out of 32 teams that have a solidified starting quarterback next year. So this is a prime reason for you to shut down Jaden next year, because let's say Jaden get hurt. Everybody's going to be in the market looking for a quarterback next year. The draft is not that great. You got a lot of mediocre quarterbacks. It's going to be a lot of musical chairs playing in the quarterback position. So I believe that's a good reason to shut Jaden down. And but if just go through and look at them teams and be like, how many teams that really need a quarterback next year?
All of that is fair.
Quarterback.
All of that is fair. You're correct. You're not wrong. You're not wrong. And the draft is light. I mean, Mendoza obviously won the Heisman. We'll see, you know, what else is out there. But, it's not a quarterback-heavy draft, that's for darn sure, which is going to hurt the Commanders' ability to trade down wherever they wind up. And right now they're at 8. And you're right. I forgot. Back to your Falcons for a second. Because they traded to get the second first-round pick for Pierce, which, I mean, appears to be a pretty good pick, you know, trade so far. They don't have a first-round pick to benefit, so you might as well win.
And Rams have out picks, so you know what Rams going to do. They're going to draft a quarterback.
Yeah.
They might. Hey, the Rams can draft, you know, they could trade both of their first-round picks and move up and get a quarterback if they like, you know, because I don't think – let them win the Super Bowl this year. I don't see Stafford coming back. But, I think, Commanders got to load up on the defensive end, man. Let Deron Payne go. The same thing I was like, let Jonathan Allen go. You haven't even heard Jonathan Allen produce anything this year. So that was a good cut. You're going to let go of Marshall
Ryan. Well,
you're going to have plenty.
Played pretty well against Washington. That's what I know. But you're right.
I mean,
no, I understand. Hey. I understand. All right, I appreciate you. I got to let you run because I'm out of time. We're up against top of the hour. Good call, though. 301-230-0980. When we return, I want to get I got my weekend, Army, Navy, Cena, everything in between, traffic, POTUS. I've got the NBA Cup, and I've got Transfer Portal of Palooza. And, hey, Arch is coming back. Yay! On the Team 980.
Right.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.